Good morning. A little more muggy this morning across interior New York and New England as moisture is building in from the south. That moisture is producing some cloud cover, mainly in the lower Hudson Valley and southernmost New England, while the rest of us will see a good amount of sunshine from morning time right on through the afternoon. With the increased humidity, one or two thunderstorms will fire up, mainly across the higher terrain and drift through today. But by and large, most of us should stay dry, hot, and humid, with highs well up into the 80s and lower 90s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight as high pressure continues to dominate. It'll be warm and muggy with lows back into the 60s, 50s across the higher terrain. Again, tomorrow, hot and humid with a mix of hazy sun and clouds. A weak disturbance heading through may touch off one or two isolated showers or thunderstorms as highs approach 90. Another and more potent disturbance will approach for the day on Sunday. This will have a better chance at acting on the heat and humidity to produce a wider variety of showers and thunderstorms through the day, so most of us will get at least some wet weather for the second half of the weekend, and highs will be back into the mid-80s. Still very warm to hot and humid early next week with a scattered thunderstorm on Monday near 90, near 90 on Tuesday, hot and humid, and a front will come through Wednesday of next week producing showers and thunderstorms followed by a cool down for the latter portion of the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the northern Rockies and a slight risk of severe storms also across parts of the mid and upper Mississippi Valley. A slow-moving upper trough will translate across the eastern Dakotas and into central Minnesota today, and thunderstorms will develop within the trough along a weak surface wind shift. Additionally, strong heating will enhance the prospect for rising air, and weak low-level convergence should prove adequate for storm initiation. Updrafts capable of producing hail and perhaps some wind are the main threats. To the west, rotating updrafts and a few supercells may evolve from northern Washington into northern Idaho and northwestern Montana. Large hail and perhaps locally damaging winds are the primary severe weather threats within this activity. The last report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Panama City, Florida, at 11:50 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Aldea Aerodome in Brazil at 8 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 10 daily record highs across the U.S. yesterday at Bitter Creek, Wyoming. The 96-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1976 by 3 degrees. There was one record low at Stuart, Virginia. It was 54 degrees, and this is 2 degrees colder than the old record set in 1973. At Mount Washington this morning, 30 miles visibility, partly cloudy skies and 50 degrees with a northwest wind at 24 miles per hour. In Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 46 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 69 degrees, the dew point 60, 73% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.17 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 91 degrees, the low 69, the average temperature 80, that's 8 degrees above normal. Still no precipitation yesterday, and for the month only 11 hundredths and 16.06 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62, the record high 96 set in 1894, and the record low 45 in 1939. Sunrise this morning was at 5:29 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:32 p.m., 15 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a decrease of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, hot and more humid, with highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s, middle 80s in the mountains. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s back into the 50s across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid-lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds today, hot and humid, with highs right around 90. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight, with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today, hot and humid, with an isolated thunderstorm possible, highs right around 90. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight, with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sunshine and clouds today, hot and humid, with an isolated thunderstorm possible, and highs right around 90. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight, with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mixture of sunshine and clouds today, hot and humid with highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid again with an isolated thunderstorm, highs around 90. A better chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday, still muggy with highs in the mid-80s. A scattered shower or storm Monday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds near 90. Lower 90s, hot and humid Tuesday. A good chance of showers and storms Wednesday, leading to a cool down. Highs in the mid-80s on Wednesday, lower 80s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.